Welcome to Pass the Rock with Brody West, Rock Griffith, and Jason Brown. How are we doing, guys? How are we doing, Rock?
I'm doing pretty good. I don't know about y'all.
Having mic malfunctions. It is a good day to be a basketball fan, because guess what? Basketball's back. Who is excited? I know Jason's excited. After that game, you are quiet.
Hey, turn me up, turn me up.
Turn him up.
Turn it yourself up.
Turn yourself up on the mic.
It's not better? On the board. Hello.
It's better. That's all a little
right,
there better.
There we go.
So, we'll talk about Tuesday first. You guys want to talk about opening tip-off night?
All right, let's talk about it.
Okay, let's talk about it. The Lakers lose to the Nuggets 107 to 119. I think it was a good game by both. But Anthony Davis, you can't go out and not score a single point in the second half.
Yeah, that was kind of bad.
That was kind of rough. Bad. That's pretty bad. So, if they want to win games, Anthony Davis needs to score in the second half. And I think, you know, that's a big takeaway from that one. The Suns versus Warriors was 108 to 104. Great game. I think both teams played really well. I just think they were missing that 20 point per game scoring that Jordan Poole brought last year.
Yeah.
I feel like, and you have Chris Paul, who's, like, really old. So I just don't know. I don't know how that's going to work. I hope it shakes out well. I want competitive basketball. I want to see, you know, teams win.
Devin Booker did better than I expected. I'm not going to lie to you.
What did he score, 35?
He had 32, 6, and 8.
Yeah, that's great. And then what Curry drop?
He had 27.
That's Curry. Well, so that was it was a good opening night. I think Yusuf Nurkic definitely fills out a better role than what DeAndre Ayton did on that team. In my opinion,
I just feel like DeAndre Ayton hated being in Phoenix.
Well, did you see what he put up last night?
Who?
DeAndre Ayton.
Nah.
He put up 4 points and 12 rebounds.
We got another Kwame Brown.
Yeah, it's been rough for the people who like DeAndre Ayton, which is not a lot of people right now, for sure. But I think the Suns look good. They even did it without Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal did not play that game.
He didn't play?
No. Dang. He. It was resting in the first game. I was like, he's resting in the first tip-off day? I mean, I get it. If you have enough stars, I mean, you do it. But just it's not worth it. We'll move on to yesterday, Wednesday, the 25th. We'll just go down the line.
I got the Hawks and Hornets.
You got the Hawks and Hornets first? Yeah. All right, let's talk about it. Hawks and Hornets. Good game. Great game for the Hornets. They pull out the win 116 to 110. Very close game, I think, and it came down to the fourth quarter. It always does in NBA games, though, so not a surprise. Gordon Hayward is definitely underwhelming, but he's also coming off an injury with 10 points, 8. He did 10, 8, and 7, which isn't bad. But P.J. Washington.
Man had 25 points. Hello?
Yeah, hello. Welcome to the Hornets, man. I mean, come on now. I mean, that's just something you look at and you're just like, wow, you know, you're taking a step. You know, five rebounds, 2 boards. It's pretty good.
LaMelo did bad, I'm not going to lie.
I don't think LaMelo did actually too bad. Points-wise, I say yeah.
4 for 15?
I say yeah, shooting-wise, but passing-wise, man put up 10 assists.
Okay, he had a little double-double, you know. I get that in 2K, bro. Come on, that's not that.
2K and NBA, 2 different things.
Okay, but I'm just saying he shot 4 for 11 from 3.
Can't shoot 4 from 11. Well, he can't be Jordan Poole either. You want to talk about that one?
Let's talk about JP.
JP, 0 for 6 from 3.
You're lying.
I'm not.
You're lying.
I'm not.
Brody, you're lying. 0 for 6?
I think he went 0 for 6. I think he might have maybe got into it.
Hold on. I'm looking at Bosco right now.
0 for 6. 0 3-point makes.
That's
0 3.
Crazy. That's fine.
He missed every single 3-point shot.
Hey,
he took 6.
Hey, that's Jordan Poole, though.
But he put up 18, so.
Yeah, I mean, what do you expect from him?
Kyle Kuzma went. Put up 25. I mean, that's Kyle Kuzma. He's definitely stepping into his own role there. I think he's taking over the franchise.
I feel like he has a good chance to grow there.
Yeah, I think Tyus Jones does too. They're both all getting. You know, they're all settling into a new system. I think it's going to take at least this year and next year. And then if they get a good couple draft picks, I think they'd be really good. I think they could be really good.
Yeah, I don't know if they're like a championship contender team.
Not
eventually.
I mean, they made the Indiana look like one. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that defense was just. Do you know how many guys went for double figures in that game? Eight.
Eight?
Eight.
Smooth.
8 players went for double figures in that game. Let's go down the line.
8 players.
Benedict Mathurin went for 18 points, 4 rebounds, and 5 assists. Obi Toppin went for 11 points, 4 rebounds, and 1 assist. Miles Turner went for 11 and 3 blocks, plus 8 rebounds. Bruce Brown went for 24, 3, and 1. And the name of the night was Bruce Brown, but in my mind, when I look at this stat sheet, the name of the night, of course, is always Tyrese Haliburton. Putting up 20 points, 3 rebounds, and 11 assists.
I like that.
Do you think Tyrese Haliburton is going to play out better than what LaMelo is going to play out as?
Of course.
I think that too. I think he definitely could have a better career. If LaMelo stays in on the Hornets, he'll have a better career. But we'll see.
Are y'all crazy?
I'm not.
I love Tyrese Haliburton.
I love LaMelo. LaMelo makes big plays. LaMelo makes highlight plays, but he doesn't play winning basketball.
What do you mean? He's never had a winning basketball team. And when he has, he dominated every time he had a good team and at every level of the game.
He's never had a
good NBA team. Once he gets one, you'll see how good he is.
Okay, he'll have to get traded from the Hornets and rock.
Yeah, we'll see. I think that Tyrese Haliburton right now is a better player. Right now.
He is.
He's a better player in my mind. Jabari Smith put up 13, 8, and 0 assists, which is, I think that's Jabari Smith. Buddy Hield, 6 minutes a year. Loading? ?
Nah.
Who do you think is going to be 6 minutes a year again?
Who's in the league that's a really good six-man?
I think Derrick Rose could be.
Derrick Rose?
He's a little old, I feel like.
Derrick Rose or Marcus Smart? Marcus Smart will be a six-man.
Oh, Marcus Smart for sure.
Is he a six-man?
Yeah, he's going to be. He's going to be behind Jaw, unless he's playing shooting guard.
No, they got Desmond Bane.
They got Desmond Bane, so I think he'll be six-man.
Actually, no, he could be a small forward.
Marcus Smart's like 6'1", 6'2". There's no way he's a small forward.
Is he really that short?
He's not that short.
Is he not that short? He's like 6'3", 6'4".
Let me check this.
Hold on. They always look so short, but I know they're like super tall. I'll talk about Andrew Nimhard, who put up 12.
He's 6'3".
Okay. I mean, what's Spider-Man? How tall is Donovan Mitchell?
6'4".
So yeah, he can play a small forward.
I don't know. He'd be really undersized.
And then the two rookies from last year, they went crazy. They play deep, pretty decent. If they keep developing the way they are, they could take a jump. Andrew Nimhard, who has always been clutch, kind of. He's always been kind of a more clutch player. He put up 12, 4, and 10 assists. So you have two guys on your team, one coming off the bench putting up 10 assists, and one in the starting lineup putting up 11. That's nuts. That's crazy. I mean, if you're a coach, you love that. Now, I know I'm not, like, let's we can stop talking about, the Pacers, but they had a dominant win. They won 120 to 143, which is a great win for them. Rockets look not good.
The Rockets?
The Rockets do not look good.
I don't think anybody thought the Rockets were going to look good.
I mean, but like people came in and were like, oh, Ime Udoka turned around their Celtics. I was like, no, they had the talent. He didn't even come in and turn around. Brad Stevens did. So, I think the Celtics definitely made Ime Udoka look way better than what he is.
Yeah.
So we'll see how they put that together. And we'll talk about the Celtics, of course. No bias. I think Kristaps Porzingis looked really good.
Oh, yeah, he did. Especially for my fantasy league. He put a smile on my face.
Celtics are going to be kind of scary.
Yeah, they're kind of scary. I think they are. He put up 30. I know that. I can just know it because I watched the whole game. Jason Tatum put up 34. The one thing I want to take away negatively from the Celtics here is Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown put up 11 points last night.
You have two people putting up 30.
I mean, I get that, but these turnovers and his fouls is what really got to me. Is he's undisciplined and his ball handle has been questioned forever, and I understand like that. And then their bench depth is 4-man deep. You're playing like a playoff squad in the regular season. You only play 4 guys off the bench, which I get that.
I mean, who else could you play, though?
I mean, you could play some of your Jordan Walsh, your rookie, see how he's doing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
People like that. And just, like, put some guys that don't, like, haven't played any NBA games yet in the game. But I trust Missoula. I really do. I trust what he's doing there. So I'm excited to see what he has in store. We'll talk about New York. It's definitely a slow start for Jalen Brunson and Randle. They both started out really slow, but they got there eventually. Jalen Brunson really couldn't get it ever on track. RJ Barrett. RJ Barrett and Emmanuel Quickley were the names of the night. RJ Barrett put up 24, 3, and 2. But Emmanuel Quickley off the bench getting
24, 6,
and 4. He got 28 minutes and he got 24, 6, and 4. And a steal. So, I mean, like, we just got to write it out and see. You know, you got to pay the man. I think that's what he's playing for. It's that bad because he didn't get the extension in the offseason.
I feel like he likes playing in New York.
Oh, I think he loves playing in New York. I think he wants to be there because it's something they're building with. So I'm excited for that.
The Cavs and the Nets.
Yeah, Cavs and Nets. Cam Thomas, another masterclass that they lost. I think Cam Thomas put up 36. I mean, I don't understand why he's not in the starting lineup.
Whoa, off the bench?
Yeah, he came off the bench and put up 35.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't understand why this man is still
on the bench. He needs to get in the lineup.
He needs to get in the lineup.
Why has Simmons been starting, man?
No, I think Ben Simmons can start, but I think he needs to be a power forward, and then you need to put Cam Thomas at your one, I think, and Cam Johnson at your two, maybe. Maybe Mikal Bridges at your two. I think Mikal Bridges is more of a three than a two, in my mind, just how tall he is.
Then what?
I don't know. If I'm the head coach,
so I would put in.
Yeah.
I would put in.
I was trying to think about, isn't it?
Here, I gotta look up who.
Who's their small forward?
It'd be
Spencer Dinwiddie.
Yeah, no. That's who I thought. Like there was someone that Dinwiddie's would be a point
guard.
Minutes,
Dinwiddie so is a really shooting move. Guard. Ben Simmons is the point guard.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think that Spencer Dinwiddie can definitely, because Spencer Dinwiddie only put up 5 points.
I mean, Spencer Dinwiddie's good though. I feel
How old is he? See, I think he's probably in his 20s still. I would guess 20s and early 30s. No, really 30. Early 30. Early 30, exactly.
30 on the dot.
Yeah. And Cam Thomas is how old? 25, 23, 24.
I guess I get that, but like
22. And he's putting up 35 off the bench. I mean,
he should be getting more minutes.
He got 25 minutes, which is more than Spencer Dinwiddie. So I don't understand why Spencer Dinwiddie wouldn't come off the bench and him start, because he got more minutes.
It's the tip off. Maybe it's just trying to get him.
I don't know. If I'm the head coach, I got
Cam Thomas.
I got Cam, Spencer, Nick, Miles, and Cam Johnson.
Yeah, that is. I think it's a killer lineup. I think if they get rhythm, I think they'd be good. But we'll talk about Cleveland now. Cleveland, Max Strus, masterclass once again. 27 points, 12 rebounds, and 2 assists. Matt, how does Max Strus, of all people, get 12 rebounds?
How tall is he?
I think 6. He's got to be at least 6'2", 6'3". Nah, 6'1".
He's 6'5".
He's 6'5"?
Max Strus is 6'5".
Max Strus is 6'5". I've never thought of him as that tall.
He looks so much shorter.
He looks way shorter than that. Maybe it's just his build, his frame. Makes him look shorter. Caris LeVert, I just don't know if he's going to pan out, man. Just don't know. He just is so inconsistent. He really is.
31 minutes off the bench.
And for 11 points. I just don't know.
That's not terrible.
I think he threw Monty Bates over him in the sixth man.
Oh.
Give him. He didn't get any minutes last night.
None?
And Monty Bates didn't get any minutes. And so I think he could.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I know.
That's definitely crazy.
I think you throw Monty Bates in the next game you play.
Like, I like Caris LeVert. I really want to have hope for him. But, like, minutes for Amani.
Yeah, you have no minutes for Amani Bates. It's kind of just crazy. I'm looking at, you know, the Grizzlies, and I'm just like, yeah, this is how I expected it to go. You know, they go up against a good team. They don't have Ja. So, it's competitive for a little bit, but they just can't stay in it. And they lose 111 to 104. Yeah. And their defense is not all there yet, I think. You know, you let CJ McCollum, Zion, and Brandon Ingram put up 19, 23, and 24. It's going to be a rough night.
I mean, they're all good players that can score that amount on probably half the NBA. Like,
yeah.
I'm just saying, like, that's not a bad defensive night. It's just, like, those are big guys. You can't really stop them, especially without your stars.
Especially. Thunder look... Like the Thunder, everybody thinks they're going to be this year. They beat the Bulls, 104 to 124, so beat them by 20, which is really good. I'm not really going to get into that. Chet Holmgren looked good. Like
he did.
He looked. I think he looked pretty decent.
No, he only had 11 points.
But it's also his rookie. I would say it's his rookie year.
Man, okay, but I'm so tired of people saying that. He is not a rookie, man. If we're going based on draft class, he is not a rookie.
He didn't play last year, so I mean, it's just getting...
I mean, he got to practice with the NBA. I mean, you don't get the actual in-game experience, but you're that much older than all the other people. It's just like, I don't know.
But Shai Gilgeous is still doing SGA things.
Smooth 31.
You know, the most smooth 31 you'll ever see. Just like Jason Tatum had the most smooth... I didn't even know he had 34 when I was watching the game. I was like, that dude is 34? What? So it's like... It was a good night, and I think there's a lot of things you can take away. Let's talk about the debut of some people are saying the next best player, but lost in his debut.
Okay,
let's talk about the Mavs and the Spurs.
Okay, you know, coming from a Mavs fan, Kyrie looked good, Luka looked good. I mean, that's all we got.
I think Tim Hardaway Jr. looked amazing.
Really,
Derek Lively, your rookie, was outstanding.
He's cool.
He's really good. I think you guys should lead on him a lot more throughout the season.
We should put him in a starting lineup.
Yeah, who? What does he play? Does he play
center?
He plays a center.
And he's 7'1".
Yeah, and Dwight Powell is your center right now.
He didn't even play.
He didn't even
play.
He didn't even play. Dwight Powell, zero minutes.
Hold on.
He had 0 minutes.
Hold on.
You had who? Kebler.
Maxi Kleber.
As your, and he put up 6 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 assists. And then you have Derek Lively putting up 16 points, 10 rebounds, and 1 assist.
Hey, Brody West. Derek Jones Jr., 1 point.
Where did you see that? Oh. Yikes.
1 point.
I mean, he only had 11 minutes, though, so I don't understand why he was in the starting lineup. Tim Hardaway Jr., why wasn't Tim Hardaway Jr. starting? That makes no sense to me.
1 point.
One singular point. Free throw. That's funny. We'll talk about Victor. Talk about a little Vic. Victor put up 15, 5, and 2. Two steals, 1 block. I mean, for a rookie to do that in their first game, especially the points, I mean, the points are, you know, good. But when you look at everything else, you know, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and you have 2 steals.
That's a good stat line.
2 steals cool. for 7'5" center. I mean, that's really good. And then a block. He had that block was on the first possession of the game.
I was kind of hoping he'd have more blocks though.
Yeah, was it against Kyrie?
Yeah, it was against Kyrie.
Yeah, he got sent back. And yeah, Victor looked decent. I think he needs to get more comfortable in the offense, and I think Pop needs to let him free roam more. And I think they need to pass him the ball more. Because when I was watching the game, when I was watching it, I don't know if you watched it all the way through.
No, I watched the highlights.
Yeah. I just don't think they were getting hit the ball to him in the paint enough. I don't think they were doing it enough, and I think that's what they need to do.
Is he really someone who wants to get the ball in the paint, though?
I mean, yeah.
I feel like you'd have him better attacking from higher up or, like, outside on the wing or something.
I feel that.
I feel like Wimby could be, like, a KD.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what I see more than like a center kind of like heavy down low.
He's just 7'5", KD. Yeah, I mean, I could see that.
I just don't see him gaining the weight to be able to play.
Devin Vassell, he had 23 points though.
Did he?
23, and Keldon Johnson had 17.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good core. I like the core they're building there. It's a great core, and I think there's nothing you can argue that it's like a bad core. Like, it's a good core. I just think Victor needs to be more involved for them to win games, for sure.
Yeah.
We'll talk about Portland versus Los Angeles Clippers. Los Angeles Clippers defense looked suffocating. That whole game, they couldn't get anything going. That whole game.
They still won though.
No, I'm talking about the Clippers defense.
Oh, my bad.
Clippers defense looks amazing. Scoot Henderson put up 11 points. Russell Westbrook was guarding him most of the game, and he was shutting him down the whole game. And so, you know, he had a little taste of welcome to the NBA moment. Chet got that last night, too. You see what Andre Drummond did to him?
Nah, what'd he do?
Bro, he crossed it. That's like...
Oh, I saw that.
He crossed down... Andre Drummond
crossed him. That was such a trash move, too.
He, like did it in and out and then across, and, like, Chet ate it.
That looked more like a slip, not really the move.
Maybe though. Step on your ankle.
Okay,
maybe.
If that's the case, then let's talk about LeBron then.
What'd LeBron do?
Bro got crossed up by Reggie Jackson.
Did he? I didn't see that. That's funny.
I have to look up the clip of that real quick.
No, that was you guys. Welcome to the NBA moment. I mean, he'll be telling that on podcast 30 years from now.
Russ started last night. I mean, yeah,
last night. Started last night. Russ started last night. He had two dunks that I was like, that looks like Russ. That looks like the Russell Westbrook OKC Wizards Russell Westbrook. That's what I see.
And everybody played for the Lakers. I mean, not the Lakers, but the Clippers.
Yeah. And I think Luke Kennard did pretty well. Shout out. 23 points, 12 rebounds. No. 23 points, 5 rebounds, and 6 assists. That's not bad. 1 steal, 1 block. That's really good. Story of the night, though, Paul George. 27. It's Paul George. Cool. 27, you know. Just Paul George. And it's gonna be the smoothest 27 you'll ever see. Because he's just the smoothest quarter you'll ever see in your life. And I think that's what you'll get from him. But Kawhi Leonard put up 23, 5, and 6.
He shot 53%.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Smooth. I feel like if you can shoot over 50% every night, cool little career.
Yeah. I mean, he's Hall of Fame bound already.
Especially
so.
Putting up like 20-plus, shooting 50%. That's good.
Yeah, that's really good. 52. And then Paul George put up 27 on 64% shooting. That's good. 64 for 27 points is that's hard, man. Bones Highland.
Looks good. Stats. Okay, so smooth little 17. I like that. You know, 17. He had 4 personal fouls though. 2 turnovers.
And he shot 54 from the field.
Yeah, but he had 17 and 3.
Yeah. I mean that's cool. I like that. That the thing, the mentality they're building around there. I think it's good.
Coach West, I got a question for you.
Yo.
Are you taking Robert Covington at the starting lineup?
What is he, a small forward? Who's the other small forward?
I say a small forward, power forward.
Who's the other? Is it Dwight Powell? Is it Norman Powell? Nah. I mean, Norman Powell scored more points, so maybe. But that's a whole team decision, I think. I think that's, you also involve the players in that. Like, I don't know personally. I mean, I give him 2 more games to see what he does if he doesn't get over 10 points in those 2. Especially if you're starting, if you don't get over 10 points in two
games.
Okay,
do you run double center with Mason Plumlee or no?
No. No, I don't think you can run double. I think without a shooting big, I don't think double centers work. Just too congested in the long run. I think if you want to run a double center, you have to have a guy like Karl Anthony Towns or a guy like Kristaps Porzingis.
How did he
play,
by the way, though?
I don't know. I didn't look. It was a really, really low scoring game, though.
Let's see. Mr. Cat, 19 points.
Smooth. Oh. Anthony Edwards, 26. 14. He had 14 rebounds and 1 assist. That's crazy. Karl Anthony Towns had 4 blocks last night.
But he did shoot.
What did he shoot? 32 per. Jeez.
Yeah.
Wait, what? And Anthony Edwards shot 29%.
Percent?
Percent?
29% field goal.
Nah, that's crazy.
He went 8 for 27.
They need to take away his green light to shoot. Oh, my goodness.
Come on.
I mean, he went 4 from 7 from 3, which isn't horrible. That's not bad.
Okay,
but
that's normal. That's
average.
Karl Anthony Towns shot 20% from 3.
Bro went 2 for 10. From 3. Bro. Oh, my Lord. I mean, God.
Bro, they combined between Karl Anthony Towns and Ant-Man. They shot 16 for 52.
That's so.
That is the percentages. Hold on. 16. 30%.
30% from Karl Anthony Towns.
And for someone who's supposed to be known as one of the best shooting centers, if not the best.
And you have 2 for 10 from 3. Why are you shooting 10 threes?
I mean, I think it's the mentality. He's kind of stuck in that 3-point shooting center mindset. Like, he's that guy, so that's kind of his play style now.
That's just good. Rudy Gobert does nothing. Well, he had 4. They had 8 blocks that game. Combined?
That's nasty.
A
They had 8 blocks. I mean, Carl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert both had 4 blocks. And Rudy Gobert had 2 steals.
Rudy shot 50%. I mean, I don't know. You can't blame this game on Rudy.
No. I wouldn't blame this game on Rudy. I blame this game on Carl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards shooting 20.
Yeah,
shooting
30%. Rudy played bad. He just didn't play great.
I mean, he had 13 rebounds. I mean, I get it. But, like, he's not the primary scorer.
Yeah.
He's not going to be the primary scorer. He's going to be a Miles Turner. I think that's what he is. He can go off for 30, but is he? Not very often. Not very often ever.
Yeah.
Mike Conley put up 11.
Okay.
He shot 44% from the field. Not bad.
Okay, that's smooth.
And 1 for 4 from 3, so 25%, okay, which is like trade off, you know.
You know, hey, did anybody watch the Miami Heat game?
I did not. Was it good? I know. Oh yeah, I remember talking about this with Rock. 30 points from Cade Cunningham. Cool 30, shooting 48% from the field.
That's low key elite.
And 44 from 3.
That's pretty good.
I mean, he's elite. I mean, he's taking number 1 for a reason. Took him a year to step into what he really is.
Coach West.
Yep.
Asar Thompson, 4 points.
Asar Thompson's not he's not an offensive player. I'm going to be straight up with you. He won't be an offensive player till next year. He's defensive anchor.
I mean,
both of those guys are defensive anchors.
I mean, he had 5 blocks, 7 boards.
He had 5 blocks.
5 blocks.
Yo, he had more blocks. He had
really
more blocks.
Hating on the points.
I'm telling you, he's a defensive anchor. He's a Draymond Green in my eyes.
Really?
Yes.
He's not a Draymond Green on defense. On defense, yes. On offense, no way. He's going to be such a good scorer in a few years.
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like they both need to get jump shots under him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Call me crazy.
Once
that
happens, it's
5 blocks is crazy. Jalen Duren had 4. They had 9 blocks. Jalen Duren and Asar Thompson. Was it Asar? Man, I don't remember. I think it's Asar.
5 blocks is nuts.
5 blocks.
Can we acknowledge how crazy that is?
Okay, bro. Y'all are glazing, bro.
That's insane.
That is pretty good
from a rookie.
That's your first game in the NBA, and that's your debut.
First game.
That's
against who?
Against the Heat.
Who was he guarding? I mean,
Hobby.
I would probably guess Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Maybe
against Jimmy. 5 blocks against
Jimmy. He's a small forward, and so is Jimmy. So yeah, I would say
Jimmy. Maybe Kevin Love.
Yeah, let me look.
Those are elite scorers on the Heat.
Possibly.
Yeah, it was definitely Jimmy. Jimmy only put up 19 that game.
He has elite scores.
Jimmy only put up 19 that game. It was definitely Jimmy. Yes. They stopped Jimmy in his tracks.
That's clamps.
That is clamps, especially again. I mean, he had 13 rebounds and 4 assists, but like, you only held Jimmy to 19 points. That's one of the best players in the league. That guy's going to be in the crazy defense. That guy's a DPOY incoming.
I'm telling you right now, I'd rather have Asar and Amen than LeBron and Bronny.
I mean, I would too. I mean, that defense is crazy. I don't know what Amen did.
I don't know.
But I would guess he did pretty well too. He plays for
The Rockets.
Rockets, right. Which is rough. That was rough, but I don't know. I would guess he did decent.
I'll tell you what Amen did.
I got it right here.
Came off the.
Oh, that's not bad. I mean,
he came off.
He didn't
bench.
Do any.
Yeah,
he didn't
came
do
off the bench.
Yeah.
Didn't get too many minutes. Didn't have a crazy role. You know, 8 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists.
That's solid.
That's a solid night. It's not like.
It's not like 5 blocks crazy.
Yeah.
And I think as brothers, you know, you hold that competitive advantage, and you know, Asar's gonna be like for the rest of his life, he's gonna be like, I went on my debut and put up 5 blocks. What did you do?
No, the thing is, like, I feel like that's what's going to drive them to be so much better than so many other players in the league is the brotherly competitiveness.
Oh, yeah. It's going to go crazy.
One thing I can't say about Amen, though, he had a plus minus of negative 34, though.
Did he?
Yeah.
What? Whoa. We want it all. We want beards.
Hey, that's an ad.
And lattes.
Jason?
Great.
What's it going to add for, bro?
That would be an ad on your end, Jason.
All right, my bad, guys. That's on me.
I mean, but Dylan Brooks had a negative 15. It was negatives all across the board for the starting lineup on the Rockets.
Amen really wasn't that impressive. I'm not gonna lie.
He'll step into it. Most guys don't go out there and
once
score
again,
and block 5 shots.
He
in
does
the first
play
game.
On the Rockets.
Yeah. They do have a lot of problems there.
You think?
Yeah.
What's some takeaways you have for this game?
For tonight?
Yeah, for just this whole, for these last 2 days. And then we'll look forward. We'll look ahead a little and say, make a couple predictions. I think that's what we'll do. Make a couple predictions before we get out of here.
I mean, there was a lot of good showings. Cam Thomas needs to get his minutes. Needs to get him on the court more. A lot more to go around in the league. I mean, a men, that's nuts.
Yeah, 5 blocks. I mean,
wait, no, that was a SAR.
That's a SAR. A SAR was crazy.
A men, do better.
Yeah, no, I mean, solid. Solid. I don't think there's...
Wembanyama, he impressed me. I mean, like, he didn't go out and do MVP numbers or anything. He's not going to be anything crazy. But that could be Rookie of the Year right there.
Hey, Dame Dollar playing tonight, baby.
Dame Dollar does play tonight.
Cannot wait.
So, who you guys taking real quick before we head out of here? Who are you guys taking tonight?
What you mean? Like...
Who you guys got? Winning?
I don't know. They play the 76ers. Harden's out. I don't know.
With Harden out, I like the Sixers, but it's probably the Bucks.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, no, you don't really have much of a chance against Giannis and Dame. Like, what?
Yeah,
that's especially without
and
James
Chris
Harden.
Middleton on the team too.
And James Harden and Joel Embiid, they could clamp him up. Without James, I don't know what you want.
I don't know what you're gonna get without James, and he does not like the ownership.
Lakers play at 98.
They do. They play at 10 o'clock against the Suns. So this is two teams that I've already played one game, so they're already kind of in the groove of it. So it might be a better game for both of them. Hopefully Anthony Davis scores in the second half.
Let's talk about AD real quick.
Yeah,
real quick. Are we serious? 17 points in the first half. You got there.
Scoreless.
You play like Kwame Brown. Like, come on, what are we doing?
I mean, he did his stuff in the first. I mean, you want more, but you have to be grateful that he did something in the first. Didn't get injured in the first, you know?
The thing is, this guy's supposed to be top 10 in the league. If you're going to be a top 10 player in the league, you're have to score in the second half.
I don't know how people expect him to be top 10. He's never been top 10 for me.
Yes, he has.
Yes, he has. When he's on the Pels.
He has been in the past, but in the past, yeah, forever ago. But since injuries, he really just hasn't returned there for me because he's been so absent. I feel like he has moments like this where he's just absent.
Yeah. We'll see how he does tonight. I know he's not playing who'd they play?
Who are we talking about?
Lakers?
Who'd they play last night? The Nuggets.
Yeah. Yusuf going from your Jokic to Yusuf Nurkic is a...
That's a W.
Yeah. You know, you're gonna I think the Lakers pulled out here. I really do. I mean, Kevin Durant and KD. Kevin Durant and Devin Booker is great. They're great.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely should win this.
They did. I think the Suns win it. I think it'll be way closer than what people think, though.
Yeah. Well, that's about all for our show.
Yeah, it's definitely all for our show. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm excited for the rest of this year. I think it's going to be a great year. And have a great day.
I got the Mavs going to the finals again, baby.
Oh, my God.
They ain't making it. Have a good night.
They ain't making the playoffs. Day.